Hello, everyone. Before I go on, this boot is going to be somewhat controversial. And I would just like to ask people, before they start jumping up and down by what I'm going to start saying, I want people to actually listen to what I'm saying. Because, as you know, there's a few valid points here that I think need to be discussed or at least aired. I want to talk about this whole Rolf Harris thing.
Yeah, he did it.
About the whole thing about the... Well, firstly, I want to talk about the whole thing of the people trying to complain because his sentence was too lenient, and then obviously talking about the fact that he's appealing it. Now, I don't know how many of you people listening to this, Boo, have ever done jury service. I have. I did it back in 2001. January. No, that's a lie, sorry. It was 2002, January 2002. I did it. It was at Kingston Crown Court, and I can't talk about it now because it's long since.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Just don't mention the case though, because that might be against the law.
It's not, because the case has been decided. Yeah. As long as the case has actually been decided and punishment or not dealt with, then you can.
Get out by now.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Well, who knows?
But he could follow you on audio, Boo, so just be careful.
He doesn't know my name or my picture.
Yes, he does.
He wouldn't know my voice.
Oh, no, because you weren't the foreman,
no. No, I wasn't the foreman. I was just on the panel of jurors. I didn't want to be the foreman. I was offered it, but I didn't want to do it.
Oh, they offered, so they were being quite fair.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to vote the foreman in.
So they didn't say... Because you're blind, you can't be the foreman.
No. You don't have an agency to do it. All the foreman does is just say whether you...
They made a unanimous decision or not.
Yeah.
And tell the verdict.
Yeah, that's what
but
you did.
That's just...
Too much of a responsibility for me. But anyway...
Maybe our jury is a bigger responsibility though, isn't it?
Oh, the jury has a hell of a lot of power.
Because the jury has to decide whether someone's guilty or not. And live with that on their conscience, because you don't really know.
Yeah, based on so-called evidence submitted.
You know, it's just on, yeah, like you say.
It's on hearsay.
How many people have been, you know, punished wrongly?
Well, exactly.
And how many people have been let free?
Wrongly.
You know?
Because of so-called evidence. Either
and the jurors are not... necessarily qualified people.
They're not allowed to be.
Yeah, they are. Well, anyone can be a juror.
They weren't when I was a...
Well, they are now.
Yeah, when I was on a jury, you know, you weren't allowed to have an illegal background.
No, you can. That wouldn't be right.
No, back in 2001, 2002, it wasn't the case.
I'm sure when my sister did it, she was never called, which was unfortunate for her, because she wanted to be. But I don't think...
I tell you what, it opens your eyes.
But another thing about the jury, and I know this isn't quite what your discussion was about, but...
Go on.
Another thing about the jury is, they always say that people who are meant to be on the jury are not meant to have any form of criminal background themselves.
No, they're not.
However, that's only okay if that criminal, what someone has done, has been recorded. How many people
How many people have been on jury service who are criminals but haven't caught yet?
Yeah.
Well, that's no different to the CRP checks,
isn't it?
Well,
that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Because if it's not registered anywhere, people could be anything.
I know, exactly.
And the way that they actually select the jury or call people up for jury service is from the
electoral roll. Yeah. It's completely randomly done.
I hope I don't get called up again.
Again?
Well, I was called up and I didn't want to do it, so I didn't.
Oh, I loved it. I found it.
I didn't feel, and this is my opinion only. This is my opinion only. I didn't feel that having a sight problem, I would be a very good candidate for a jury service.
Yeah, you can.
The reason I thought that is because I thought that it's very different to somebody explaining visual evidence to your judgment of how you see it.
Well, let's put it like this. When visual evidence was presented...
No, but the people's interpretation of it from glancing at something or even having a look at something that's passed round is very, very different to what is explained to you.
Well, basically...
That's how I felt. Well, I didn't feel I would be a very good... As I say, it's just my opinion.
Well, basically, what happened with me was when I was on jury service...
And plus, nobody was prepared to... support me as a totally blind person, so I didn't go.
When I was on jury service, the judge, for example, there was a particular photograph.
So the judge knew you were blind, obviously.
Yes. Yes, it was a... Yeah. The judge... there was this particular photograph that the policeman was going to... The police who was in the witness box that was going
to
submit...
To explain.
And the judge basically said, for the benefit of
did he say your name though?
He said Mr. Harris.
Oh dear.
That doesn't mean anything. Anyone could be Mr. Harris.
Yeah, I suppose I could. Yeah.
He said, for the benefit of Mr. Harris, can you please describe in detail, in exacting detail.
So if he didn't think it was detailed enough, did he ask for more?
Well, he would have done yes.
Information.
He would have done yes. And before he would let anyone make any judgments, he said to me, do you understand what has been said? And do you have any questions? So, you know.
Well, he was a particularly good judge then, obviously.
He was, yeah. He was. But the point is, he took the fact that I was there seriously. Someone's car.
Oh. Good God, that's loud.
It is.
Is that your dad, is it?
I thought about that for a second.
Is it?
It might be. And the music's just been turned off. Okay. Mm. Right, well, anyway. I went, folks, I'm just going to pause this because I think it could be my dad coming.
Pause recording.
Okay, folks, no, it's not the dad. Anyway, my point is, the point I want to make is, now I put up on Twitter and Facebook yesterday that I hope Rolf Harris manages to overturn his jail sentence, and I hope he does. And this is the reason why I hope that he does. Now, I'm sorry, but people saying they heard this, they were told this, they heard that, to me, that's not evidence. That is not evidence at all. There's no such, you know, hearsay, Chinese whispers, that sort of thing is not evidence. DNA is evidence. Bruising is evidence. Scientific fact. That is evidence, hard evidence that cannot be disputed or, you know, or whatever in any way, shape or form. Now, you can stack evidence up against the person one way or the other. Yes, you can do it because it's been done. and more to the point, I saw examples of this on my jury service term tour, on my tour of duty as a juror. I saw examples of this. Now, going back to my jury service for a second, the guy in question was up for what's called aggravated vehicle taking. Basically, he broke into someone's house, nicked a set of keys to a couple of to a car. Him and an accomplice took one car each and just legged it. That's basically what happened. One was caught easily, the other one not so easily caught. But yes, they were both caught, obviously. The guy that we were dealing with, his defence lawyer, was linguistically well mastered. I'll put it to you like this. If the guy in January, if the accused had not appeared in the dock and given evidence, then I can assure you people would have found him innocent of the crime that he supposedly that he committed. And the reason for this is because of the overwhelming case that the defence lawyer actually put in place. You know, he was an absolute master. He really was. You know, very good at trying to manipulate the emotions of the jury. Very good at wordplay. Whereas the woman who was for the prosecution never bothered with fanciness. She simply got stuck in with logic. She got stuck in with fact, or fact as she was given it. I.e. police reports, this, that and the other, whatnot. And such, so on and so forth. Now, like I say, for a case, you know, for something that's meant to be happening between, was it 1968 and 86? For Rolf Harris, something like that. Firstly, we only know what the media have told us because obviously the media aren't really allowed in the courtroom, which is as it should be. In America they are, but not here. And besides, in a case like that, a lot of that would be done in camera anyway, I would have thought.
Well, he wasn't alone. He was in court.
Who was?
No, I mean,
it'd be done in camera in terms of the public.
And it showed him. It showed pictures of him on the news going to court.
Yeah, but it wouldn't show him in the courtroom. Sorry, folks, I'm just drinking some water and taking my tablets at the same time. But I have to say I am not convinced at this. I'm not going to sit there and blindly be spoon-fed what the media have said, because my experience tells me a lot more than what the media tells me when it comes to that sort of thing. I'm not saying that Rolf Harris didn't do what he supposedly did. You know, because it's possible that he did. It's not impossible. But it's been left so long that I think there should be a very reasonable question of doubt to this whole case. And as a result, I don't think this case should have even gotten to court. It's like, you know, It's like this whole Jimmy Savile thing. That should never, ever have gone to court for the simple reason that the guy's dead. You know, what is the point? What really is the point? You know, what's it actually going to do except for give your so-called victims a bit of fame and a bit of money? What is the point? And let's face it, sorry about that. Let's face it, they waited until he was dead before they put all of his evidence against him or against his name. Pretty cowardly, don't you think? You know, how can you, how can a dead man defend himself? And like I say, cases that have been left for years and years and years like that should be thrown out of court well and truly, because at the end of the day, you have to question the evidence. You know, where's the evidence for one thing to prove sexual contact? Where is there evidence for bruising, that sort of thing? So I'm sorry. No, I'm not convinced, and they have my reasons why. And now, on that note, I think I'm going to go make some tea. Because, boy, could I do with some.
Stay.
Oh, I can. I won't move for a minute. What, are you attempting the eye drops?
No, I'm just...
Oh, you're just doing...
my eyes clean with some water.
Yeah, yeah. Right, okay. Yeah. And to be honest with you, not only that, the cleaner that her eyes are, the more chance there is of that stuff getting into what it needs to get into.
So I did the non-infected eye first.
Yeah, then wash your hands afterwards and then do another one.
Well, I didn't actually touch her eye, so...
Fine.
Well,
I'll let you go past me.
Come here, Z. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Stop your
boo. Right. I will in a second.
Come here,
Z. Right. Here we go, folks. I'm going to put it on the kitchen side here for a minute. There we go. How much is in this sink?
Quite a bit. That needs to be...
Blimey! More than I thought. Jesus, there wasn't that much left when I went to bed.
What, someone's been here and done it, have they?
Yeah. No, in all seriousness, I really wasn't expecting it to be like that. At the moment, I'm not sure. Hang on. Actually, could that be balanced? Let's do something quite dangerous here. No, it's a bit too dangerous even for my tastes. Right, going to have a think about that one. So, folks, I've got some very small glasses here that I use for not to drink out of, but I use them for. See, we use. Oh, God, what's it called? Fabric conditioner. And as a result, nice big cup for moi. As a result, I can't pour straight, so I can't hold things in a straight way. I don't know why I've never been able to. I don't know if it's a blindness thing or just a spatial awareness thing. I don't know. I can't hold things in a straight line. So when I was pouring out the, fabric conditioner, I was making a mother of a mess, which really was not good. So as a result, came up with the idea of using a small glass to pour the stuff into, then I can pour it out into the machine itself. And that little idea seems to be working for the moment.
What?
I'm glad to say.
What, Bez?
So, yeah. So today we are, or Salts and I, going to Yarmouth. Well, Zubba is going to stay home because she still can't work, according to the vet instructions. And so, yeah. We'll have some lunch,
what
I dare say.
My leg on your back.
Right. I dare say we'll have some lunch out as well, which would be nice. Right, where is the. Oh, there it is. Good, good, good. What's the Brita water filter? There it is. I love these Brita water filters, they're very good. They are good. Right, whenever I use the water filter, I always fill it back up again because obviously you never know when you're going to want it again, are you? Right, kettle is now on for tea. And on that note, folks, I am going to upload this brew. So, take care, one and all. And I shall speak to you all soon. Bye for now.